Originally from Mexico, Emmanuel dreams of getting a university education in the United States, but reality quickly hit.
First, I had to learn English and realize that there were very few opportunities for me to really study into formal education in the United States.
That's because he is undocumented. Choosing to use only his first name, he says he can't afford school.
When I realized that I didn't have the chance to qualify for any aids, scholarships or financial aids here in the United States, I simply shut myself out of everything here.
Then Emmanuel read about University of the People, an online tuition-free university that sounded too good to be true. With no other options, he signed up and became quickly convinced that this university is giving him the tools for a future in computer science. The school uses teaching materials that can be found free and online, and its teachers work on a voluntary basis.
We build a model to show universities, to show governments, that the issue of higher education can be solved. Higher education can be accessible, can be affordable, can be high quality, and shouldn't leave anyone behind.
University of the People currently only offers degrees in computer science and business administration. While tuition is free, students are required to pay a $50 application fee and $100 for each end-of-course exam. Financial aid is available. Students are required to be proficient in English, finish high school, and be over 18.
We are for them the alternative to no other alternative, and as such, they grab it really hard, hold it, and do anything they can in order to succeed.
Its students include refugees and undocumented immigrants. To help them, the university has partnerships with academic institutions such as Yale University and corporations such as Microsoft and HP. Some of these partners offer financial support and even internships to students. Emmanuel says while he misses the ability to interact with his classmates in person, he loves working with other students from so many different countries.
Thanks to this global perspective, it helps me to realize that I'm not limited to just staying in one country.
More than 2,500 students are currently enrolled. The university expects that number to double next year. For VOA News, I'm Elizabeth Lee in Los Angeles.